T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for being with us on this foggy Thursday morning, 7:16, highs a day of 76. More fog, 30% chance for showers tomorrow, supposed to be less foggy. And then by Sunday, a cool front comes through and dries us out a little bit. Highs of 56 on Sunday and 50, 48 on Monday and Tuesday, 55 on Wednesday. So thankfully, a little more January-esque weather. So the articles of impeachment were delivered yesterday to the Senate, and I think Mitch McConnell said, nobody's home, bring them back tomorrow. Andy Smith joins us, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Tommy.
Is that pretty much what happened?
Kind of. I think everybody knew that this was going to go around. The Republicans in the Senate have been downplaying this and since the investigation in the House first began. So they really didn't make a big deal out of it. Democrats were really kind of doing a little bit of a victory lap over getting the articles transmitted, although Pelosi was trying to downplay that as well. So there's, again, a lot of a kabuki dance going on of the expectations that are being set. Republicans are really saying that this is just a Democratic partisan job and that they're going to dispatch it quickly, whereas Democrats have really pushed on how bad of a situation this is, and that there are other witnesses that are coming out who want to talk now, and that they're going to push for witnesses at a Senate trial.
You know, something that just offended me, and then you wonder, is it just you? And then you go look at online and read some different things. When I saw Nancy Pelosi signing this with God knows how many pens and handing them out, like, a president had signed some kind of any president, Democratic or Republican, signed something going into law that was supposed to help the public. I understand that the celebratory nature of that. Her signing these articles or whatever the top page was and handing out the pens, that seemed to me more of a celebratory thing. Am I wrong in that?
You're not wrong in that it was certainly an accomplishment for her and her caucus in the House to get those articles passed and sent over. And those pens will certainly be historic mementos for the people who got them. But it is also something that's routinely done when any piece of legislation is passed. The president will sign legislation with all sorts of pens and give them out to people that were involved in the passage of that legislation. But again, to your point, it's going to be the perception of this that really matters, and the fact that now there are pictures floating around on the internet with lots of pens on silver platters mm-hmm. that are being handed out to people. Republicans are going to, again, be able to use that to bolster their position that this has just been a partisan job all along.
It just seemed a little disingenuous when you hear her talk about how sad it is and how they hated having to do this and it's a solemn duty, and then you're kind of having this celebratory thing. I can understand maybe as a point of history if you wanted to. I just don't know if it should have been a public spectacle or not, as you said, in terms of optics. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Andy, we'll talk about the actual procedure itself, because I think basically they walked him over yesterday, and Mitch McConnell said, I'm washing my hair. Can you come back? Something like that?
Huh? I think he was folding socks, maybe.
Mitch with that big white towel wrapped around his head. Can you come back? Now's not a good time. 7:20 more when we return. Time now for WWL traffic. 7:24, Tommy Tucker talking with our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, about the articles of impeachment that seriously were delivered yesterday with, I guess what, the managers of the impeachment, the 8 of them from the House. Is that right, Andy?
They have 7 impeachment managers, and these are the people that are going to act as the prosecutors of the case for the House.
All right, so they brought them over yesterday, and the Senate, I guess Mitch McConnell, refused to receive them. Is that what happened?
They really can't refuse to receive them. They didn't make a big deal out of them. So they'll get the articles. They'll have to act on them eventually, but they're going to go through it at their pace. I think that the thing that McConnell was trying to do, and this is my view on it, is that he is trying to say, okay, the House, you did what you did. Now we are in the Senate. We do what we do, and you don't tell us what to do about any of this stuff. And I think that that was kind of the marker that he was setting down yesterday by really downplaying the importance of this and, frankly, ignoring a lot of it, is to say, okay, now it's in the Senate. You guys go away.
So the Chief Justice is supposed to be sworn in today?
The Chief Justice is going to be the person who's going to be ostensibly overseeing the case, but the Chief Justice doesn't do a whole lot involved in this. I think that Chief Justice Rehnquist in the during the Clinton impeachment said that he had nothing important to do and he did it very well. And I think that's likely going to be the case of Chief Justice Roberts. They gabble things in. If there's any questions that we would normally go to a judge and say a regular trial about procedures and so forth, those don't go to the judge. It goes to the Senate parliamentarian for those decisions. And frankly, then the Senate votes on the rules rather than having a judge say this is how things are going to work. So the Chief Justice in this procedure is largely ceremonial. It's kind of a historical carryover because the original discussions about how impeachments would be handled would be that they would be handled in the Supreme Court, but they changed that to do it in the Senate.
I heard a report yesterday that the senators can't bring any reading material, no phones, and they can't speak during a trial. Is that accurate?
It's supposed to be a very solemn thing. They're acting as jurors, just like you would be a juror in a jury box. You couldn't have your cell phone. You're not supposed to discuss the case with other people outside of the jury. So it's very similar to that sort of procedure, which is, I think, going to drive senators nuts, because if they can't talk and can't play on their phones, my goodness, what are they going to do?
So this would begin when? Because here's what I'm thinking, and they're talking about opening arguments maybe taking 2 weeks. It's going to be Adam Schiff, and whether you believe the president needs to be impeached or not, it's going to be a lot of the same old stuff, right? I mean, those managers are going to be, do they all give opening statements? Are they going to be rehashing the same material over and over and over again?
Well, it's going to be somewhat different, but they are going to be rehashing the same material. With the information that made up the two charges was the information that came out of the House Judiciary and the House Intelligence Committee. So we've heard all of this information already. What they're going to do is kind of package that up and make it into a more digestible case. So rather than just go through the hearings, they're going to line all of that information up to try to make the best case possible that they have to convince senators. Not that very many will need convincing one way or the other. So we will be hearing a lot of the same information again. There's going to be a lot of grandstanding by the managers, I have a feeling, because it's the same people that did the grandstanding during the impeachment hearings over in the House. And then once they're done, then you have the opportunity for the president to defend himself, and he'll be able to make a case. And that'll be more interesting, because the only place we've heard the president's case really is by some of his supporters in the House and the Senate, but by his tweets. And the Senate and the president will be able to say whatever he wants outside. He's not going to be like the senators who is buttoned up. So he's going to be able to try the case on Twitter while it's going on.
Is this going to be publicly televised, C-SPAN? Will all the networks be all over this, do you know?
My sense is that C-SPAN will probably televise it. I can't imagine the networks will televise it all the time because, frankly, a lot of it's going to be really boring, and they'll lose a lot of viewers. And their job is to make money, not to tell us what's going on in the world. So I have a feeling that C-SPAN will do it with a lot of break-ins. Maybe the cable news networks will cover it a little bit more in depth.
Any way that President Trump is convicted?
Only if a lot more information comes out in the next week or so, and I think that's what was happening over the last couple of days, and they're going to have more information coming out. But it would have to be so significant to sway the minds of the Republicans that are in the Senate right now.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
You too, Tommy.
Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. It was a pretty solemn ceremony. And again, this whole thing just is so much show business, as I guess all politics are. We'll be back right now on WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.